Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. February is called the Love Month or the Month of Love. Why? I'll give you a little bit of history up front so you know where that's coming from and then what we've made out of it. So, Valentine's Day is celebrated every year on the 14th of February. The month of February is very special for lovers. This month, people express their love in a different way for their lovers and make a special plan to make their day special. It starts in the second week of February. From February 7, Valentine's Week begins. February 14, Valentine's Day ends with an expression of love. By the way, I didn't know it started a week before. I just found that out. Did you know? Awesome. This week is no less than a festival for lovers. We know that we'll have long celebrated February as the month of romance. It is said that Valentine's Day is named after Saint Valentine. As we all know, Valentine's Day includes Christian and ancient Rome traditions. Today, we will talk about who Saint Valentine was and how he got involved in this ancient tradition. Claudius II believed that marriage deprived men of the ability to think. That marriage deprived men of the ability to think and understand. He announced across the state that the men were going to boycott marriage. There were many men who wanted to get married, in which case Saint Valentine emerged as their Messiah, and they secretly married many loving couples. When Claudius II came to know of this, he crucified Saint Valentine on February 14th in 269. That was a long time ago. And since then, Valentine's Day is celebrated on St. Valentine's Day. The Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine who were martyred. It is said that Valentine was a priest serving in Rome during the 3rd century. At that time, Claudius ruled in Rome. So that's just a little bit of the history. Now, why is February important to me? And why am I to talk about it? My name is Denise Thompson, and I was born in February. I'm a caring, sharing, loving person, guiding people to their optimal health. I focus on healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. I'm also looking for the positive in everything, see what I can learn and what impacted me. And for the last 30 days, I have taken a challenge called the Better Life Challenge. And this was such an amazing experience. Every day I had a 2 to 3 minute little thing for homework to do before you could post that you've accomplished it. And it was so wonderful. The little changes of habits I was allowed to go through. I just go, wow. I didn't even know small shifts in our thinking, in our actions, can make such a huge difference. And that's why I love it. It's a month to love. And there's so many different types of love. One is the agape love, which is the all-around love to love people, things, whatnot. One is the Christian love. One is the physical love. I mean, many different things, but I'm talking about love as what we really enjoy doing, what's going on. So February is also called the month of love, as I said, and many people are taking loved ones home that were in the hospital and do home hospice to take them in, to surround them with people who love them and allow them to pass with loved ones around them, because that makes the passing so much easier. I've had several people die in my arms over the decades I've lived and worked as a nurse and all these titles that I had. But always everything had to do with caring and sharing and loving on people and making the best out of it and helping them to get healthy. And sometimes getting healthy for some people means to be allowed to say goodbye and rest in peace and not have to worry about anything anymore. That's not just healthy for them, but also healthy for the people around them when they see that the face of the dying person is taking on a form of radiation of joy. I saw that with my father-in-law when I said, "Junior, you don't have to hold on anymore. I give you permission to go. Everything is under control, and your son, who's my husband, and I will take care of things as we've discussed and as you want them to be. So don't fight anymore. Go in peace and rest." And I could see how his whole face changed. He was in a coma, but his whole face changed and he heard it, because we don't know exactly how much people hear when they're in a coma. But talking to them through love, with love, and caring makes a huge difference. So he started radiating peace. It almost looked like he had a glow on his face. And just a little bit later, he took his last breath and he did go in peace. And I go, wow, this is so awesome. He didn't go in February, but it's still something that goes realm of talking about it, that you use love to relieve somebody. So, yeah, and that's why I said that, because people take people home. Now, for us, the last 4 days, he spent in a hospital, but we were there every minute, 24/7 for the last 4 days. And hubby let me go home for nighttime so I could sleep in my own bed. And there was one day that he asked me if I could stay longer during the day and he could go home and take a shower and sleep for a few hours and get a little bit of work done before he came back. And it was just, we were both there when his father passed, and we were both holding his hands. Both of us were right at his side, and that made such a huge difference. And we have no regrets. Everything we remember has to do with we got to love him instead of the 2 months people said he might have to live. We had him for 6 years with us instead of having him die alone. We were there with him and we gave him comfort and peace and permission to go. So that's what many other people are doing now too. I have a friend who just took her grandma home because she is going downhill rapidly, not the friend, but her grandma. And she wants to help her out and make her feel comfortable. So many people do that, especially now, because it is just, we're in a pretty tough time right now. So let's make everything that we can the best. February, love of month of love, home hospice, and many other things. And then I was reflecting on February and how many birthdays we have in the family and friends. So February 1st, February 2nd, 5th, 8th, 10th, the 11th, I have 3 or 4 birthdays, the 12th, 14th, 16th, 18th, 24th, 26th, and 28th. And the fun part for me is the 1st is my brother, who's 10 years younger. The 28th is my sister. She came a year after my brother, so they're almost 13 months apart. He's the 1st and she's the last of the month. She's 11 years younger than I am, and I'm the 11th. And I just go, wow, this is pretty cool. So this makes us all, you know, love each other more because we're in the same month. But what I did have to reflect on is, why was February so filled with birthdays of people I know, I'm related to, I'm friends with? What happened 9 months before? Well, 9 months before was May. So what was so special in all these years? The youngest one is I think, 2 years old. She was February 10. The oldest one is February 12, and I think she's 82. So we have a huge span from 2 to 82. And all of us born in February, that means all of us were pretty much conceived in May, the year before we were born. So what is so special about May is that when the flowers start blooming, summer is getting close, towards the end of spring, I have no idea, but it was really an awakening moment for me to realize how things actually are progressing. There are other special days in February, such as, or not even days, events, engagements and weddings, unfortunately also funerals, and of course all the birthdays. So what was the highlight for you this month, especially in 2021 with the restrictions, with the things that are going on that we are living through and hopefully learning from? What was your highlight of this month, which is going to be over in 3 days? What are you grateful for? Did you do something special for someone, or did someone do something special for you? And I'm saying for and not to on purpose, and I'm sure you heard that. So I just go, wow, so many wonderful things. So before I give you the rest, I want to read a couple of poems that I found today that have to do with love and things. And they're different types of poems, but just to show you, you can write poems, you can make bouquets. My husband usually goes in the garden and cuts a rose off my rose bushes and brings it in, one that's still almost closed, but just a little bit open so you get the fragrance, but it's not too open so it lasts for a few days in the house. And I love those roses. And he doesn't even have to go out and buy any. He just can go and cut them off our rose bushes. So it's so special because they have always more fragrance when they're very fresh, just picked, instead of having been in the store for who knows how long. So the first poem I want to read to you is I'm in Love with You, written by Megan D. Murdoch and published in February of 2006. It's the way you say, I love you, and the way you hold my hand. There's just so much about you I completely understand. It's the twinkle in your eye that I only see when you look at me. It's the warmth of your hands. It sends a shock straight to my feet. It's how you always amaze me. You surprise me all day long. This I know is true. Baby, I'm in love with you. And it was actually published in https://www.familyfriendpoems.com/poem/I'm-in-love-with-you. Another one was written, The Meaning of Love by Karina Shaw Moore in August of 2008. To love is to share life together, to build special plans just for two, to work side by side and then smile with pride as one by one dreams all come true. To love is to help and encourage with smiles and sincere words of praise, to take time to share, to listen and care in tender, affectionate ways. To love is to have someone special, one on whom you can always depend, to be there through the years, sharing laughter and tears as a partner, a lover, a friend. To love is to make special memories of moments you love to recall, of all the good things that sharing life brings. Love is the greatest of all. I've learned the full meaning of sharing and caring and having my dreams all come true. I've learned the full meaning of being in love, by being and loving you. And I have one more. Love So Amazing by Elaine Chedi. And it was published in November of 2017. And they're all published on the same link. My love for you is like the raging sea, so powerful and deep it will forever be. Through storm, wind, and heavy rain, it will withstand pain. Our hearts are so pure and love so sweet. I love you more with every heartbeat. So those were just a few things that I wanted to share about the month of love, or the love month, February. And since everything has to do with getting healthy now in body, mind, and finances, I want to pull that together. When we do something for someone else, no matter how tall or how large the order is, or what the activity is, or what the gesture is, it does not matter as long as it comes from heart, from the heart. So what, again, have you done for someone, or has someone done for you this month, this very month of February in 2021? What could you have made better? Where were you not positive and you can change? Would you be happy and willing and eager to take that 30-day The Better Life challenge that I took with Dean Graziosi? Amazing little things that have shifted me and made me stronger and loving more. Sometimes I feel like my heart is overflowing with love. And I want to use that right now to share some gifts that I'm offering you for just listening to it, and hopefully maybe, you know, sending a note back to me and letting me know what you've done and what was special, so I have some feedback on the show. So the first gift I'm willing to give you, for the ones who are willing to take better self-care, be it in body, mind, or finances, it's a health goal strategy session. It's a free gift from me to you, where we talk about it and evaluate it. And it's strictly between you and I. It doesn't go anywhere else. And then it's up to you to decide whether you want to work with me or not. Another one is, I have an e-health newsletter. E means an email health newsletter that I send out weekly with a good healthy recipe and some activity and some other valuable information. And if you would like to be on the emailing list, I send the newsletter out every Monday. Please send me your best email address so I can include you and send you the newsletter starting next Monday. And you get also invitations to attend webinars if you choose to. It's all free. I'm doing that because I love everybody and I want people to get healthy. That's my dream. That's my passion. That's who I am. And that's what I'm working for. Another gift I have is, I'll give anybody who signs up as a client with me a $25 gift if you qualify, and I'm going to talk about the qualifications when we talk on the call about the Health Goal Strategy Session, which, as I said, this is just step one. It doesn't make you have to commit to anything. However, if you see the value in it and you see how I can help you, you might want to take, as we say, the bull by the horns and make a decision to start changing your lifestyle from an unhealthy one, if it is, to a healthy or a very healthy one for a longer, better life. So in order for me to find out who you are and what you need, send me an email to Coach Denise, CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net. That's C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, and digest as in readers digest.net, or you can voice note or text me at 562-335-4956. I said voice note or text. I do not answer any phone calls unless I know who it is. So once I have a voicemail or a text from you and you identify yourself, and make sure that when you write or text, put the first three letters in a subject line or in a message as capital BTR for Block Talk Radio. So I know it does not need to go in a spam, and I will look at it, read it, and respond. So, yeah, do that. And once I have your name and your number or your email address, then when you call or something, it's a different story. Usually I just talk by appointment only because of one simple reason, love and respect. I do not want to be interrupted by other people and lose the train of thought. When I talk to somebody, I want to be 100% focused and there. I want to listen and hone in to what you need, not what I want to give. Okay? It is all about you. And so I would say that kind of sums it up. So February, as the love month, I gave you a little bit of history. I'm telling you why it's so important and how love is so important, or why it is so important, why people start taking loved ones home so they can pass away at home surrounded by their loved ones, which is so much better. And it costs less money also. And you don't have, you know, in the last days or so, you don't need to spend all the money for tests and medications and all that stuff, depending on what it is, okay? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying from personal experience as a nurse and as a fitness trainer, as a certified transformational health and wellness coach, or better yet, an agent of health, I just want to make you aware of all the things that you can benefit from. So, yeah. Doing things for somebody makes things better, and receiving things from people is always nice to learn to accept and appreciate. And, yeah, I think that's just about it. There was something that was going through my mind, and I cannot think of it right now. So I guess it wasn't that important. So I'm going to say stay happy, healthy, and empowered, and I look forward to hopefully be with you next week again. I'm supposed to go on jury duty on Monday, and it's usually for 5 to 7 days. I don't know if I will be called in or not, if I have to go, so that's why I'm iffy, but if I can, I will definitely be on and air the next episode. And if you have any specific subjects that you would like to participate with, join me in a session and maybe allow me to interview you if you have something to share that can be applied to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. That'd be so awesome. I'd love to have people on as guests. I've had several, but lately it's been a little bit more difficult because most of us have taken on too much since we have not been traveling so much and running around outside that all the time slots are filled with most people. So if you have a free time and you really feel like you have something to contribute, let me know. Send me an email with the information, and then I can tell you what I need from you, and we can set it up so we can do a Blog Talk Radio episode together. That would be so much fun on my part. I hope you're up for it. Also, if you want to write a poem or send me a poem that you have written for a loved one, be it a daughter, a son, a husband, a wife, a fiancé, it doesn't matter. Just let me know who it's for so we know in which category to put it. All right. I hope you got a little bit of value out of this episode, knowing that it is the month of love, knowing there are a lot of birthdays and engagements and weddings and a few funerals. I don't want to focus on those, but I want to focus on the positive thing. definitely lots and lots of verse, as you've seen with the ones I listed. A lot of things that we can do to better ourselves, to join the 30-day the Better Life Challenge with Dean Graziosi. And you can check those things out on my Facebook page. They're all listed there. And when you want to friend me on my Facebook so you can see everything I post, look for the picture where I have a before in a purple top and an after in a black long dress. And then that's me, because there's more than one Denise Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, on Facebook. So look for that picture, and then you know which one to friend. And tell me how you know me, and I will friend you back. And then you can follow me and see what's going on and learn from there, too. All right. Have a fabulous rest of the day. And again, that gift is for the next, I would say, I want to be super generous, 10 people who decide still in February. So between today and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday by 5 o'clock, if you choose to sign up with me or have definitely first have the health goal strategy session and then sign up with me, then we'll talk about the $25 gift. If not, just let me know you want the strategy session and or the health newsletter and send me your best email address. Have a most wonderful rest of the week, a great, happy, healthy, relaxed, and blessed weekend, and hopefully until next Thursday. Until then, again, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.